Calling all students. It's time to go back to school and learn the skill of organizing once and for all. Last year, the Organize 365 team and I took the last 10 years of organizing, teaching, and creating organization systems and streamlined each program for maximum transformation and application. You could see the full video of these orientations by going to organize365.com/orientations. It is go time. In each of these orientations, I will remind you why each Organize 365 product was created, what transformation you can expect, how long it will take, where you may go wrong, and how long your organization will last. Spoiler alert, it could last up to a decade or your lifetime. Enjoy auditing this series of orientations for the Organize 365 products, and then jump in and join us this fall as you get organized and achieve your own transformation. Remember, Organize 365 is here to support you in making the invisible work visible, helping you organize the work that is in front of you so that you have more time to do what you are uniquely created to do.
We are going to talk about the Friday Workbox Planning Day orientation. So this orientation is for those of you who have already signed up for Workbox Planning Day, and you want to know what you can expect out of Workbox Planning Day, what transformation you can expect from this investment that you've made. But also, we're opening up these orientations to everybody. So if you haven't signed up for Workbox Planning Day or gotten the Workbox Planning Day planner, you'll be able to kind of try it before you buy it. So planning. Planning is my love language. I've just decided, like, I love planning. Planning is the thing that moves you from reactive to proactive. It is where all new ideas come from. It is where everything you see around you, somebody had that thought, created a plan, and put it into motion. So kudos to all those people who have created something from nothing. And it all comes from our brain. And we have lots and lots and lots of thoughts. So I just finished earlier today the Friday Workbox presentation. And the Friday Workbox is all about gathering your ideas as you have them, taking them out of your head and putting them somewhere safe so that when you're ready to turn that idea into something, you have all of your ideas that you've been collecting over time. And in that presentation, we talked a lot about the difference between pink and purple work. Pink work is work that is behind the scenes, it's ideas, it's things that you've not made reality yet. Purple work is the work or the service or the product that you're delivering right now that has a deadline, has a date associated with it, and money behind it. So I'm going to start us with two awesome quotes. The first one is from Dale Carnegie, and he says, an hour of planning can save 10 hours of doing. Let me repeat. An hour of planning can save 10 hours of doing. Let me just give you a really quick example that we have all experienced. Have you ever gone to the grocery store with no list in a city that you don't live in? So let's say, like, we go to the beach in the summer. So you go to the grocery store at the beach. So it's not your grocery store and you do not have a list. And also you're staying in a condo, so it's not your house. So you have to get like everything you need to eat for the entire week. How long does it take you and how much does it cost you to do that grocery shopping? It always takes me 90 minutes and I only buy 50% of what we need and we end up throwing away 50% of what I actually bought. And I end up going to the grocery store like almost every single day we're on vacation because I forgot something or I ran out of a favorite or I didn't. You see what I'm saying? Like totally, totally not efficient. Yet at home, now we're to the point where we like figure out what we want. We can put it on automatic repeat on click list and go pick it up or even have it delivered to our house. Like it takes like no time to get our refrigerator full because we've done some planning. That is the difference between planning and just like living your life. And you may say, well, Lisa, that's a really simplistic example. Yes, but any of those simplistic examples, when you start to apply them to your home in the Sunday basket and to your work in a Friday workbox, it's the same. You just don't realize how much lost time we have the way we're doing things now. And the second quote I want to start us with is Eleanor Roosevelt. And Eleanor Roosevelt says, It takes as much energy to wish as it does to plan. Oh, that's good. I mean, it's not like we're not thinking. It's not like we're not wondering how things are going to work out, kind of making plans in our head. You're doing it anyway. You're thinking about your future work and your current work anyway. Planning day just takes that thinking and wishing and makes a tactical plan that you can then move forward and implement. So why in the world, Lisa, would I join you for 4 hours, 4 times a year to plan my work? The reason why is because the time you spend at work is going to pass anyway. Either way, you're going to go to work for yourself, for someone else. You're going to work your day. You're going to work on the weekend. You're going to work however many hours you're going to work anyway. You might as well work in a productive, purposeful way. And that is what planning does. It's the difference between working on your plans or someone else imposing their plans on you. I have heard, and I used to believe, that there isn't enough time. You can't do it all. There's no such thing as work-life balance. And I say BS, because I found that I actually am able to have work-life balance, and I am able to plan, and I am able to manufacture time, not only for me, but for my team here and for you. Like, I've figured out where time comes from, and it comes from being organized. And when you're organized, it comes from planning. And you don't have to hire anybody. I'm not saying you have to hire somebody to clean your house or work inside of your business with you. You don't need to hire people to get more time. It is a quick fix, and it is the go-to for most productivity experts. But now that I've gotten really, really organized, I realize that it's not about other people's time. It's about your time, how you look at time, how you time stack, how you prioritize time and projects. It's all an inner game. The problem is most people want a weekend to tidy their house, and they want to unlock decades of productivity. That is not how you learn the skill of organizing. Learning the skill of organizing and to move to a purposeful, positive, productive life is a lifelong pursuit. I'll never get there. I'm always getting a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. And the first year, it is definitely the hardest. As you give up these old habits of just responding to things to you at work and start to really plan and push in and question some of the organization that you or the company has put in place, it's going to be uncomfortable. But ultimately, your old habits will have to be given up because they're no longer serving you. And you'll replace those that you will love for the rest of your life. And you'll be able to have a bigger impact. And it will all be worth it. So I understand where you are without a planning day. Without a planning day, I was pretty organized and I was productive. But I was also very stressed and overwhelmed. And I felt like I was always forgetting something. And sometimes I was forgetting things. I was creating to-do list after to-do list after to-do list. And I was never getting through them. And the more I crossed off, I would add double in the back. And I just was not making any progress. And I didn't have any time to hire anybody. And I thought hiring people was the only way to get more time. So I just felt like, poor me, like I can't do it because I can't hire people. So, and there's too much on my plate. Like, how am I going to do all this? And I would get so frustrated with how long things would take me. Like, I try to put more things in my day. Like, instead of having a top one or two, I would have a top 5 or 6 because that's how many I needed to do in order to get on top of this to-do list. And then I'd be exhausted and I would be even more burned out. I would get so frustrated with someone on my team couldn't read my mind. I had to slow down in order to explain what actually needed to happen instead of just like abdicating things off of my to-do list. I would do this all the time. I would stay up after midnight working on my computer in the bedroom while Greg slept behind me in bed. Have you ever done that? Spending way too long on some task that was really easy because I didn't want the possibility of failing at something that was harder and mattered on my to-do list. So I filled my to-do list with all these little niggly things that I shouldn't even be doing because I didn't want to try this bigger, harder thing that was actually going to move my company forward. Spending 90 minutes every day to just start my day. Like, do you do that? Like, just all these little things that you do and then turn around, 90 minutes are gone. Revising my sales goals down instead of doing 10 more things to actually hit that goal. I did that all the time. taking on way too many projects, knowing that some would fall away instead of figuring out which ones would be the most profitable and the most productive. And if I put all of my time and energy in those and made sure those got done, everything else would be easier or unnecessary in the future. That's a big one. Wishing someone would come in and fix it, or someone would come in and give me the money, or someone, I could hire somebody and they magically would be able to do everything I haven't been able to do before. We've all been there. Like, we all want like this fairy godmother to come down from above and just poof, all of our work is done. And it's not going to happen. But we can change our mindset. And the mindset change that you need to make is this: no one is coming to rescue you. I remember when I finally realized that when I was 40, and I was like, no one's going to rescue me. Like, if it's going to be, it's up to me, right? No one is going to come do your work. No one is going to give you more time. No one is going to do more for you than you do for yourself. No one is going to be the spouse to your partner, the parent to your kids, the cleaner of your dwelling, the employee of your company. Like, nobody else is going to do it for you. So how do we make this mindset shift? How do we move from, oh, so much to do, I can't get it all done, to, okay, it's going to be, it's up to me. I can't remember who said that first. It was not me, but it's going to be, it's up to me. Number one, find someone who has your position, that has what you want, and observe what they do. So I would have been a great example 10 years ago if you had middle school kids, but now my kids are grown. Now, if you have a grandbaby living with you, I'm a great example. And a lot of what I do in the podcast is share stories about my current life, my past life, situations that I've been in, make it as real as possible for where you are today, and then try to remember and articulate how I made it through that season, or over that hump, or organize that part of my life so that I could move forward faster. Who do you know that it has your position, like whatever your employee position is, and is doing it in a way that you want to do it, and just kind of start to observe them? That's what I do on Instagram. I watch other business owners all the time. Like, how do they do this? I was thinking about this the other day. I used to love when I had babysitters. Well, I loved being a babysitter. I loved having babysitters. Like, I just loved it. And my babysitters would come over. They were all teenagers. And I would say, can I see inside your purse? This is like the thing I did. I don't know if you did this. This is the thing I did. I was like, and I would make the babysitters empty out their purse and explain to me every single thing they put in their purse, because I was trying to figure out, when I got a purse, when I was 16, what does a woman put in a purse? I don't even know. Like, what do you put in your purse? But I remember doing this with every single babysitter. I'm such an inquisitive, research-minded person. Like, what do you put in your purse? What does that person have in their car? What do they put in their backpack when they travel? How do they do what they do? Find someone that you admire and is doing it well and has the life that you want, that has your position, and then figure out how they're doing it, because they are an example that it is possible for you. Secondly, I want you to acknowledge to yourself that you have a lot of roles on you. You have a lot of things that you are doing. And I am doing planning day for the Productive Home Solution tomorrow, and I'll be telling this story tomorrow. We're talking about work here. I also do planning for your household role. And when I talk about the role that I'm playing in my household in the next 120 days, it is a traveling CEO. And then in my business planning, the role that I am playing is a traveling CEO. Now, I am a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm a grandmother, I'm a lot of things. And I'm not going to stop being those things this fall, but I am prioritizing my desire to grow the company and travel and meet as many of you as possible in person over the convenience for my family of me being home every night, the convenience of the meetings inside of my company happening on the same day and same time, because they're going to have to get moved. So I am creating some chaos inside of my family and company, because my primary role right now is going to be a traveling CEO. And I'll tell you what, I do feel guilty about it because maybe I should be home every night for my grandson. Maybe I should be there every single night to watch TV for my husband. But then I think about this and I think, you know, Abby's going back to college and I'm moving heaven and earth and watching Grayson and paying for that because she has a desire to do that. So why can't my family also support me when I have a desire to do something like this for a short amount of time? And that's what I want you to really think about. That's what you do inside a planning day. You think about your role when we do the productive home solution of you in the house, and you think about your role in your 9-to-5 work job. What is, of all the things you do, I'm the CFO, I'm the CEO, I'm the face of the brand, I'm the head of sales and marketing, I'm all these things. I'm not going to not do the profit and loss sheet because I'm going to be traveling as the face of the brand. But when I have to make decisions on my calendar about this or this, I'm going to choose the visibility option because right now, for me, I am going to be the traveling CEO. We are rearranging the whole entire company so that that could be my primary goal in the next quarter, in the fourth quarter. What is your primary goal going to be? This is how I talk in planning day. It's 4 hours of this. And then I would give you 15 minutes to go think about what is your primary goal going to be. So I'm going to show you the planner as I'm talking about this, because it'll be more impactful this way. So there is a video of the business goal planner right here at the beginning. First thing we're going to talk about is exactly what I just said. What is your primary goal going to be? And then I'll talk through with you. So I'll just keep going here. What golden windows are you experiencing in your job right now? And there are four options. Are you promotion ready? I am promotion ready. I want to be promoted to the traveling CEO. Are you maintaining your job? Like you're in a sweet spot. You know what your job is. The company relies on you for this thing. You're good at delivering it. You're not going to do more. You're not going to do less. You're going to enjoy the holidays. You're going to maintain your job in the next 90 days. Are you in survival? Your company is in complete chaos. FYI, that's almost all companies. Your company's in complete chaos. There's way too much work on you. You can't get it all done. No one's listening to your cries for help. You're not going to get more employees. Nobody's going to take any of this work away. So you've got to figure out basically where you're going to fail because you can't get it all done. So you've got to figure this. You've got to figure out what's not going to get done and communicate that to leadership as soon as possible, because it's not realistic what's being expected of you. Or are you sunsetting yourself? You've been in this career for a while. You're ready to make a change. You're going to move on to something new. They may or may not know that, but you know it. And so you're in the process of leaving this position with excellence so you can move on to the next phase of your life with excellence. And you're trying to figure out how to do that. So what is your primary role in the company? And then where are you in your golden windows? So let me just go ahead and go through the planner since I've already started to do this. We're going to talk about your golden windows. Then we talk about what is your chronotype? Are you a morning person, afternoon person, evening person? What are your three top priorities this quarter? And how are you going to divide out your work based on the different colors that we have in the workbox? If you have not watched the workbox orientation, I just recorded that. That will be available as a replay on the Organize 365 website under the events tab. And that will make this make more sense. Then we look at what do you have going on in all of the quarters of the year on a regular basis? What is your forward-facing activity that you do for the customer that you serve? What holidays are in each of these months? And are there any ongoing team things that you know happen? Just kind of getting a game plan of what the constraints you are working inside of. Then before you come to planning day, you will have established your workbox and you will go through your workbox because we are going to really deep dive into how to maximize these different projects that we have for ultimate productivity. We'll talk about how many ideas you have, what thing you want to follow through on, as far as we're going to be working on this, researching this for the next quarter. And then we'll really talk through what are the 3 to 5 purple projects that you want to be working on and how do you plan on getting those done in 90 days. And then we'll move on to blue, which is the color of you. And we'll talk about your professional development. What do you need in order to be the best employee for your company at this time? And then we'll talk about how your personal professional development goals lead you into managerial responsibilities. Once you can manage yourself, then you can manage outside vendors. Once you can manage outside vendors, then you can manage an internal team. Once you can manage an internal team, you can manage a whole department or a whole company, which will lead us into having better work routines, start of day, midday, and end of day. And here's something that I really want to talk to you about. So I'll switch the camera here for a minute. I am an educator. I have been a teacher. I've been a stay-at-home mom, and I've been a business owner. And those three job responsibilities kind of have bests and worsts. So, like, for example, as a homeowner, when you can establish a morning, an after work, and an end of day routine, you really set up your house for success and your productivity at home as the CEO of your home. Why don't we have start of day, lunchtime break, and end of day routines built in at our companies? Some companies might, but most companies don't. So I like to kind of tie that in. I like to think about your projects that you do and the slash pockets that you're going to work on as classes in school. One thing that school does really, really well is you have quarters and you have semesters and you have standardized breaks and you have exam times, and you know when things are going to be due and you know when you're going to move on to the next thing, because we just had winter break and we come back, we're going to have exams, and then we're going to move on to semester number two. That's something that schools do really, really well. They try to cram way too much in there, but at the end of the semester is over, the class is done, the grade is in the book, we are moving on. In companies, we tend to be like, oh, that project isn't quite done. We're going to give it two more weeks. We're going to give it two more months. We're going to give it two more years. It's just like on life support forever. We don't tend to say, no, that wasn't a good idea. We should just cut it, let it loose. It's gone. It's got to be gone. The semester's over. The exam's been done. We failed on that one. Whatever. Move on with our lives. It's not like you got to try things. You can't succeed if you don't sometimes fail. Like, move on. So being able to pull the best of home, the best of work, and the best of school into my stories and into my explanations when we go through this business workbox planner on planning day. You may not have children, but you went to school. Like, we all went to school. We all understand how a school runs. You may have never been a stay-at-home mom, but you live in a house or an apartment or something. Like, you have a roof over your head. So you understand what it means to live in a dwelling and have a place to go home to at the end of the night. You may not be a corporate employee, but you understand trading your time for dollars and needing to get dollars to pay for bills. So we all have a little bit of a common experience, and I pull on that common experience to help really ground and give you examples of how you are successful in school because of this. You're successful at home because of this. You're successful in work because of this. Now, let's move those cups around so that you're successful in school because of what you do in school and what you do at home and what you will future do at work. You're successful at work because what you do at work, what you do at home, and what you used to do at school. You're successful at home. See what I'm saying? And that is why I call BS on the fact that you can't have work-life balance. It's because we think that work is something totally different than home, is something totally different than school. No, it's your life. This is your life. This is your life. You have good things in all of these. You have bad habits, and the environment you're in creates bad habits for you. And then you have to be strong enough to recognize that is a bad habit, and I want to overtake that. So let me go ahead and keep flipping through the planner, just so I can close that loop for you, because you're like, oh, I hope she's going to go back to that planner. We have a video of this. You can see it. So we'll go through we'll establish what should these breaks look like. You're already doing this. You just haven't articulated it. Then we're going to create your ideal week. Like, what would your ideal week look like? And I gave you some extras. So you could do that a couple times during the quarter as like a time assessment. And then we talk about green work. And green work is the administrative, repetitive tasks you do every day, every week, every month, every quarter, and every year. This is actually your job description. And we really go through your email. We go through the regular tasks and routines you do, so you could start to have a nice long list of the things that are in your head that nobody realizes you do, so you can make them visible for you and for your team. You may have things you do on a certain day of the month. You may have things that you do on a certain day of the week. Build that out. There's an expense tracker here in case you need to have an expense tracker for those 3 months. And then you'll start to run your race. And we have a focus of the week up here when you do, if you're in the workbox, which you need a workbox if you're doing this. So in the workbox, we're going to focus on your pink slash pockets this week, your purple slash pockets this week in the club that is included in that. So I'm just putting that to the top so you know that what will be shared in that club to help you. And then at the back, these are some of my favorite sheets. At the back here, I have the next, a lot of time. I think it'd go all the way through 2024. So you could do some long range planning back there. Hi. Okay. So what would the process be like if you've already signed up for Workbox Planning Day on September 9th, or you're considering signing up for it? What does this entail? What do you need to do before? What are you doing during? What are you doing after? So before you've watched this orientation, you might want to watch it again. You're going to definitely take your Friday workbox, completely clean it out, relabel as best you can. Remind yourself, refresh your brain of all the great ideas that you've had, the projects you have in process, the projects you thought were going to be next. So they're all top of mind when you go through this planning day with me. And make sure that you have this new planner. This little planner is brand new. It just came out in August. Then you're going to come to planning day. Okay, so planning day starts at 10 a.m. So much fun. I have created 7 Christmas days for myself, 4 Workbox planning days and 3 Productive Home Solution planning days. I'm telling you, once you start doing planning days, it just seems like you're going to do what? You're going to spend 4 hours going through this plan. It is like oxygen. After you start learning how to plan, it is like oxygen because you are not going to want to go back to the chaotic and anxious life you used to live. So we're going to start by reviewing last quarter. If you think about flipping through this planner, then I'm going to focus you in on the next 90 days. What is your role going to be? What's your primary role that you want to be focused on? Where are you in your golden windows? How much of your time do you have capable and capacity for pink work, purple work, blue work, and green work? You're going to update your monthly repetitive activity sheets and start to make those, because every time once you make those and then you go through a quarter, you're going to keep adding to those. Those are going to reduce so much of your decision fatigue. Like you, if you don't have these checklists you're running your job off of, you walk in and you go, oh yeah, I need to go fill my water bottle. Oh yeah, I need to go do this. I need to do this. Your morning, lunch day, and end of day routines and those checklists in green that we make your first time through, that will be the game changer for you, because so much of your mental capacity will be moved into either a new habit or a checklist that you're going to come to your second planning day with so much more capacity to then really dive into the other complexities of work. So in pink, we're going to brain dump all the ideas you have of what could be possible in the next quarter. In purple, you're going to pick out 3 to 5 projects that you want to work on in the next quarter. Now, if you've been doing the workbox for a while and this is your fourth planning day, you may actually start to, you may know what those 3 to 5 projects are going to be. But for most people in your first or second planning day, you're going to identify one and we're going to talk through one and then you'll do the others after. In blue, we're going to talk about your personal professional development. What are you going to be working on personally for yourself? And then we'll talk about team meetings and team growth. And then in green, we're going to talk about your work routines, your ideal week, task stacking, email, all those things you saw me go through this planner. This planner is actually a goal setting workbook. We're going to use this as our workbook as we go through it. And then you're going to run your plan. So what supplies do you need to make sure that you have by September 9th? The Friday workbox, the planner, and planning day, which we now have in a bundle. So if you have not made your planning day purchase and you don't have the planner and you're just attending this orientation as a, this might be nice to do someday, or I wonder what this is like, you could just go and get that all as one bundle price. We'll ship it all out. And then you will see that in, you will have that by September 9th if you order now. We also have additional supplies that I will be using during planning day. They are optional. You don't have to have them, but we have these color-coded highlighters, pencils, and tabs, and little notepads and big notepads. And of course, a lot of people like to add on additional slash pockets for their Friday workbox. And it's really fun to have one of these portable bags that comes with a coordinating pencil pouch. So those are some things that some people add on. Tips for success. You're attending planning day. Here are your tips for success. Number one, go through your Friday workbox before planning day so all those slash pockets are top of mind. Number two, after you attend planning day and watch the replay, wait 24 hours, sleep before you watch it again. Like some people will watch planning day, get the replay at the end of the day and want to watch it again right away. Your brain needs time to connect all the things that you learned the first time. It needs to sleep because your brain organizes everything you learned during the day while you sleep, scientifically proven, and then watch it the next day. It will also be available as a podcast. You could just kind of listen to it. You'll hear new things when you listen to it more than once. And then the last thing is sign up for the subscription plan at the end of planning day. So the first time you do the planning day and then get the planner, buy both those things, after you come to the planning day, if you put the planning day on a monthly payment plan, I will pay and ship your planner to you for free. So planning day is $149. I think the planner is $47. So planning day is every 3 months. So $149 divided by three is $50. So $49 a month is the subscription plan. It's auto debited. And then we will mail this out 2 to 3 weeks. We've already mailed them out. So I think we did them a month in advance this time. So you don't have to worry about it. You're already registered. You're going to get the planner. You're already signed up. And it's just a monthly business expense. Because remember, this is a business workbox. This is a business planner. This is a business planning day. It is a tax deductible expense for you. Here's where you could go wrong. You could go wrong by trying to complete the whole Friday Workbox Planner in your first session. Remember, I told you that a win was figuring out where your time goes, establishing those morning, break, and evening routines, figuring out what your 3 to 5 purple are going to be, and then figuring out what your regular checklists are. That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot to do in the first cycle. Another way that you could go wrong is wanting to perfectly implement the Friday workbox and planning day in 12 weeks. This is going to take time. This is like a lifetime pursuit. I am learning new things about productivity and planning every single day. And I've been teaching this for 10 and a half years and living it for 50. Like, this is not something you're going to check off your list and then you move on. This is establishing a habit like brushing your teeth and walking 5,000 to 10,000 steps a day. Like, this is something that you just want to do. And let's not perfectly implement this. Let's focus on one color every single time you come through and just laser focus in on that one color. And then the third way, and this is like, oh my goodness, almost all of you do this, is trying to memorize the whole planning day and doing it all. Like, you want to watch the replay over and over and over again so you can glean everything that you need to get out of that planning day. And I am here to tell you that you're not going to memorize it. You're not going to get all of it. And your brain doesn't have the capacity to absorb it because every quarter you're a new person. You're an evolved person every year, every decade. Like, you have new learnings. You have new life experiences. You would hear the exact same training in a completely different way. So just take some chunks. Be gracious to yourself, so that you can learn a little bit and implement and actually see the results versus trying to learn it all so that you could check this off the list. You can get your storage room organized and it'll be done probably for the rest of your life. Planning is not something that we just check off our list. Planning is something that we learn to incorporate into our lives that makes everything that we do bigger and better. So what transformation can you expect from coming to Business Workbox Planning Day? Number one, you will better understand, especially as you keep coming back, how productivity builds on itself. Secondly, you will understand the Friday workbox better because you will also have a workbook to put with that. And third, you'll understand how each color goes deeper. All right. So I am ready to start answering your questions. If you guys want to type those in the Q&A, There will be a replay later today. The replay will also be on the Organize 365 website under the events tab. If you have questions that you're watching the replay, and obviously your question won't get answered, or you think of a question after this recording stops, which happens to me all the time, you could go ahead and ask your question inside of the app under the Workbox Planning Day group. If you already have the Friday Workbox Planning Day, if you're considering the purchase, go ahead and email customerservice@organize365.com. They'd be happy to answer any of the questions that you have. All right, let me answer some of these questions. If they jog your memory, go ahead and type your questions in the question, the Q&A box. I am a small business owner. I have 4 employees, hopefully 5 soon. Should I invite them to planning day with me, or would it be too high level for my entire team to attend? I want them to feel included and involved in the growth of this business. So that is an awesome question. And that is basically how our small business concierge program is set up, that we have everyone in your company get a Friday Workbox, everybody go through the Friday Workbox training, and then everybody do planning day so that they can understand. So if you're a small business owner and you have 4 employees and they do not already have a Friday Workbox, but you obviously must have a Friday Workbox, I would encourage you to go to planning day and you set what the purple slash pockets are going to be for your team, because a team of, you know, 5 of you, hopefully 6 of you, as a team, you're only going to accomplish 3 to 5 purple slash pockets. And as the leader, you're going to identify those in planning day, and then they are going to get work boxes, and you're going to assign those 3 to 5 purple slash pockets either to individuals on your team or to your team as a whole. So our team always knows, as a whole company, these are the 3 to 5 things we're working on as a whole company. And then as our team has grown to be more than 12, each department also has 3 to 5 rocks that their whole department is trying to do. So we're doing a couple layers here. But at that size company, 5 to 6 employees total, I completely remember that size company, your entire company is working on 3 to 5 purple slash pockets that you, the business owner, are picking. And then you have to share the vision, articulate the vision clear enough with enough communication that they can then really dig into the details and make that an actual thing within 13 weeks. Okay, I just started a new job a few weeks ago. Congratulations. Is it too soon for me to attend planning day? It's never too soon for you to attend planning day, because you are the employee that you will take with you for the rest of your life, or you're the entrepreneur that's going to, like, if you start a new business, like, it's all about understanding your work at home. Planning day for the productive home solution is understanding your work in the household as the CEO of your household and the work that needs to be done at home. Planning day for business is understanding your work as an employee and even as an owner and entrepreneur. I'm an employee inside of Organize 365, so that you are more productive with your work and you make visible to yourself the invisible work that you're doing. And if you are the leader, your team can make visible to you the invisible work they're doing so that you don't overpile things on them. I have a Friday Workbox and I've been using it for 2 years, but I just changed jobs. I'm having a hard time finding my Friday Workbox flow in my new position. I feel like I fell off the Friday Workbox wagon and it's been hard for me to get back on. Would you recommend planning day as a way to kickstart my routine again? Yes, because it will focus on you and your role and what you're going to get done. So I would definitely have you do Workbox planning day again. And then I would also recommend that you find a certified organizer that is Workbox certified that could do a one-on-one session with you and kind of listen to how you used to use the Workbox and how your role has changed. And they will be able to speak in and help you relabel those and give you some more tips for your new position that'll really help you move forward faster. And Workbox Planning Day, the Workbox, and the Workbox Planner are all business expenses. So if you're self-employed, they're tax deductible. If you are an employee, we have letters. Just email customerservice@organize365.com for those. And you could give those to your employer and either ask to be reimbursed or ask for them to pay for these services for you to be a more productive, profitable employee. They may not pay for it, but they might. Okay, not a real question. First, thank you for hosting these live events. Getting to do planning day with a productivity expert is amazing. Thank you. Second, I just want to tell you that I paid for my first planning day myself. Oh, here you go, out of my own pocket. And once my boss saw my level of organization and goal planning, he's offered to reimburse me for this. So that was not planned, but boy, was that, I mean, that was not planned. I can't believe that. So yeah, that's another idea. Just pay for it yourself, or maybe ask. And even if they say no, still do it and say, here's my time stay from before. Here's my time stay from now. Here's my capacity. I'm ready for promotion, blah, blah, blah. I'm signed up for planning day. I understand that the new planner is a goal planner and that the date book portion has been eliminated. It hasn't been eliminated. The date book portion hasn't been eliminated. It's just laid out differently. And we'll talk about that on planning day. I love doing my dates on paper to lay out my week. What would you recommend for this? I could see that doing it on paper is duplicated effort because I also have everything on my Google Calendar, but it feels good to write it all down. So we have a brand new product that I just green-lighted this week. Oh, hold on one second. I can't run. My legs won't let me run. Sorry. Which is a sheet like this that you can use. And you can use that as a supplement as well. This is a free resource that you could get online. We're still in the process of putting it online. But it will be online soon. And then also we're creating a tear pad of 52 of these that I've already ordered, but I have not heard how long it's going to take to get those in stock. So be looking for those middle of September. As a one-person business, is personal development pink or blue? There will never be anyone else. I work self-employed for a church, like a paid volunteer, if that makes sense. Okay, so personal development is my love language. I mean, I love it. So personal development for me, when I am working on me, like as a child of God, as a better wife, as a better mother, I keep that pink because that's working on me as like Lisa Woodruff. But if it is in conjunction with the growth of Organize 365, my growth as a leader and manager, my growth as a CFO or whatever, then I consider it blue, because it is for the benefit of my team and my company. So that is such a great question. Like, and I, of course, do both. So if I were to go to a spiritual conference, I would have that as pink and it would be part of my Sunday basket because it's growing me as like just a human. But if I was going to, like, I'm going to Utah for this mastermind to meet with this CEO of a business, that's blue because it's growing me as a business owner and as a manufacturer and, you know, in all those ways. So yes, I'm enjoying going to that as pink, but really that is, if I was not a business owner, I wouldn't do that, if that makes sense. So if you were not working for the church, would you do that activity, that self-development? And that's hard because it's a church. I think you understand what I'm saying there. Do we need to get a new planner? I have a Friday workbox and the planner that came with it, but it's just been sitting there for a few months. Yes. If you don't have this goal planner, you're going to be a little bit lost. Yeah. Yes. Get a new planner. Has the current business workbox playbook changed since the 2019 corporate workbox playbook? Yeah. Yes, it has changed since then. Deborah just emailed customer service, but everything that you learned in the corporate workbox is still in the dashboard. And Deborah, go watch the orientation that I did earlier today on the Business Friday workbox. Okay, any more questions? I will be closing us up here in a minute. Joey is circling my office like a shark. So if you haven't seen pictures of my office on Instagram, it's a conference room. So there's these walls behind me, but then it's all windows in the front. Like it's got these double doors and then these side light windows. And literally my son, Joey, works for me in the warehouse. And he's just like walking out here like this because he's going to get me lunch and he must be hungry. So if there are any more questions, I'm going to go ahead and go. You're going to have a replay that'll come out online. I'm not sure if it comes by email, but it will be available online under the events tab. And this is the last of these orientations that I'm doing here at the end of summer 2022. We plan on doing more of these again in November and early December. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. I hope to see you on September 9th.
Are you ready to join us? I hope so. Head on over to organize365.com/orientations to see the full video of this podcast, or organize 365.com/shop to make your purchase. And remember, you can always email customer service at organize365.com. They would love to answer any questions that you have and help you create a custom plan for how you can tackle and get your home organized once and for all.